item number six. We are now on to item number seven, PR 2021-005479. SD, application number SD 2024-00116. This is a minor preliminary and flat final plat request. CSI Cartesian Surveys Incorporated, agent for SLN Properties LLC, requests the aforementioned action for all or a portion of lots 1 through 7, 17, 18, and X, Block 7, Wagaman Denison Edition, zoned MXH and MXM. The subject property is located at 9307 Central Avenue Northeast between General Chenault Street Northeast and General Patch Street Northeast. Subject site contains approximately 1.0293 acres in area. Ms. Palmer, are we back to you?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. Don't need your address or your name, but I do need to swear you in. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you provide on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you so much. Tell us briefly about the proposal, please.
Yes, the plan is to consolidate these 10 existing lots into one and to also dedicate additional right-of-way on the south side of the property.
Thank you, ma'am. Appreciate that. Do we have any members of the public which wish to provide testimony on item number 7, PR 2021-005479? If so, if you'd use the raise your hand feature or otherwise indicate your intention to testify. I'm not seeing anybody. Last call. I apologize. Last call for any member of the public wishing to speak on item 7. All right. Let's hear from our DFT staff members. Mr. Gutierrez, let's start with you. Sir, do you swear or affirm the testimony provided on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
What are the Water Authority comments, please?
Water Authority has no objection. Any future development, please place a request for availability. Give my link in the comments. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Mr. Rodenbeck, will you be doing parks?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Do you swear or affirm the testimony we provide on this matter will be the truth?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead, sir.
This is Jay Rodenbach. Parks has no objections to the requested action.
Thank you so much. Mr. Chen, let's do hydrology. Sir, do you swear or affirm the testimony we provide on this matter will be the truth?
I do. Tiquan Chen, hydrology. Hydrology has no objection. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chen. Mr. Armijo, let's do transportation. Sir, do you swear or affirm the testimony provided on this matter will be the truth?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead, sir.
Okay. All previous comments have been addressed. We have no objection. For future development, an approved TCL will be required before site plan or building permit. Also, a traffic scoping form will be needed to determine if a traffic study is required.
Thank you, Mr. Armijo. Mr. Boyland, let's go to code enforcement comments. Sir, do you swear or affirm the testimony provided on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Go ahead, sir.
Looks like code enforcement had provided comments addressing a floating zone line and requesting a zone map amendment. However, I would like to point out for the record that the subject property did recently go through a zone map amendment to unify the underlying zone to MXH under ZMA 2025-00008 on August 21st, 2025. So I don't believe code enforcement's comments would still apply. Therefore, code enforcement has no further comment or objection.
Mr. Boyland, thank you so much. Appreciate the clarification. Let's see. And sir, are you also providing planning comments?
Yes,
sir. Go ahead, please, sir.
Yeah, I just had a couple of general comments for this. Prior to final sign-off of the plat, the HS office must approve the DXF file and proof of approval must be provided. If approved, the date of DHO approval shall be added to the plat. And I would also like to point out that there's an infrastructure list included with this request, a recorded IIA or infrastructure improvements agreement based on the IL must be submitted prior to the final sign off of the plat. The application number must also be added to the infrastructure list.
All righty, thank you, sir. And if you would place those comments within the chat box for me, I would appreciate it. Ms. Rodenbeck, I see that your hand is raised. Have I sworn you in on this matter?
Yes, sir,
Okay, go
Parks.
ahead, sir.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. Thank you, Mr. Councilor. This is Jay Rodenbeck. Marcel, could you show the plat and the infrastructure list just so that we have it on the record in this meeting? I can pull them up if you're going through the whole smell. There we go. There's a plot. Did you show the infrastructure? Oh, there it is. There's the infrastructure list. Just wanna make sure we see that. There we go. The concrete sidewalk. There we go. Okay. Thank you, Marcelo. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you, Mr. Rudbeck. Appreciate that. Ms. Palmer, we'll go back to you. Any questions or comments, questions for our DFC staff or closing comments?
No, I do not. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. We'll go ahead and close the floor on item number 7, PR 2021-005479, SD 2024-00116. I'm going to approve this request because the proposal meets the applicable requirements of the IDO, the DPN, and other adopted city regulations. This approval is predicated on the following conditions. First, prior to sign-off, final sign-off of the plat, the Aegis office must approve the DXF file, and proof of approval needs to be provided. Next, the date of the DHO approval needs to be added to the plat. And then finally, there is an infrastructure list included with the request, a recorded IIA infrastructure improvements agreement based on the infrastructure list must be submitted prior to final sign-off of the plat. Sorry, and one last condition, the application number also needs to be added to the infrastructure list. All right, Ms. Palmer, thank you so much for your participation on this one. And again, we'll have something in writing sent out to you shortly.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.